Streets Ivory.
Oh, hi, Alonzo. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Good. You?
I'm good. I know that you were just speaking with Lily, and I think you guys got cut off, so she asked me to call you back.
Okay. Thanks for calling me back, Tina.
Of course.
I got another potential customer for you.
Okay.
Can I call them on the three-way? I can talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll wait for you. Go ahead.
Okay, let me... Is this your direct number, this 548?
No, if you hit redial for that, you'll come to the call center, and then you can ask for me. So I'll text you my direct number. It's the 877 number, the same one that you call for customer support.
Well, never mind. My line is clear. Let me see if I can get her. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay. Tina, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. The young lady's name is Kenya. I got it on the three-way, and she's starting a new business, and I was telling her how you guys got me on top of Google, and the business does really well as far as advertisement. So she want to get with y'all and see if she can get her business on Google as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hi, Kenya. How are you?
You.
I'm doing good, too. Thank you. So I want to piece this together based on what I know. Is your business that you're starting affordable pest control in Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then tell me a little bit about that business, meaning do you have a website yet or a Facebook or anything like that?
Well, she's going to be starting fresh.
Everything's
fresh. She's going to need y'all to build her a website with her address and her phone number.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely do that. And then how far are you thinking, Kenya, right now, you know, since the business is new, that you want to go for a new client? You know, obviously not the farthest that you've ever gone, but maybe just the average.
Probably a year.
Okay. No, she wanted to stay in the Detroit area.
Oh.
In Detroit, okay.
Yeah, she meant how far you willing to travel to study.
Yeah, some people are like, I'll go an hour away if I have to. But, you know, for me, with the gas prices the way they are, I'd rather focus on, you know, business in your backyard, you know. But if that's what you want, you know, that's what I was just asking. Okay. So what I can do is I can offer you the same pricing that Alonzo has. He has the friends and family rate, and it's $249 monthly. But what it will include for you is your first page placement on Google, your first page placement on Bing. Of course, we would build the website for you and optimize it. We'll include all of the popular directories in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, the program also comes with a tracking system. Do you ever go on your dashboard, Alonzo, just to check the results that you're getting?
No, not really.
Oh, my gosh, you got to go on it from time to time. Okay, so there's a client dashboard, Kenya, and it will show you how many new clients that you've received. It'll show you which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way, everything is very transparent. And then as you do the tracking, if you ever notice, you know, that certain keywords are working better than others, then you're also going to have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, so, yeah, and is this something that, you know, being that it's a month-to-month program, that you want to get set up right away, or were you kind of gathering information to do it at a later date? What's your thoughts there?
She need her business up and running as soon as possible. She don't have a lot of, like I said, it's a brand new business. She don't have a lot of money to get started. Is that the best rate you can give her, like starting off to see what it does?
Well, the only thing you could do to make it a little bit more affordable is the program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. In your package, Alonzo, you have $100 worth of Google ads, okay? But so if I took that component of the program off, it would lower the subscription to $149 monthly, okay? And with that package, you'd still be on the first page of Google locally. You'd still be on the first page of Bing. The website will get built and up and running, and you stay mobily optimized. So what some people do, especially if they hit a tight spot, is they'll start with a package like that, because you could always call back and put those Facebook ads on later if you wanted to.
Okay, so from your professional opinion, do you think she'll generate more work having the Facebook or not having it for now?
Like, I think,
trying to get this business up and running, we need as much work as possible.
I think if you can stretch yourself and do the $249 with the Facebook, it would benefit her, because first page placement on Google takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So I don't know if you recall, Alonzo, when you first got set up with us, it's not like we flipped a switch and all of a sudden calls started coming in. The first page placement takes 30 to 45 days, okay? But if you bundle the program with the Facebook ads, those will be up and running in as little as 2 weeks. Matter of fact, I've seen them go up in 3 to 4 days before on a special request. So she'll get more bang for her buck by doing the combination with the Facebook ads if you're able to stretch yourself and do it that way. Now, another component that you can kind of consider is, we're in December right now, right? So anything, Kenya, that you use for marketing right now, come January, you write it off as a business expense for 2022. So this is the time of year that we get flooded with people trying to sign up with our program, because it's a really nice time where, you know, you can kind of try it and not have to pay for it, because in a couple of weeks you use it as a write-off anyway.
Okay, got you. So other than the money, what else does she need today to get started?
So what we would do is create an account for her, and then we would create an appointment for my technician to call later today. They will go over the keywords, the service area, building the new website, and getting you guys placed.
Okay. What do you think about that, Kenya?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so I want to try to exchange numbers so y'all can go over getting her set up. And then when it comes to the payment, do you have my credit card on file?
I do, but I'd have to put it in again, because we're VeriSign secured, so all of the numbers are encrypted other than the last four. So I can see it's a Visa ending in 2982, but I can't see the rest of the digits.
Would you be able to charge my card for her first initial payment?
Yeah, I can do that. Kenya, do you have a card to put on file for next month?
Yes.
Okay, so what I can do is I can take your card and put it on a file and charge the first one, Alonzo. And then once it processes, I'll go back in and I'll put Kenya's payment on there so that the future billings would go to her. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah. I want to try to exchange numbers so y'all can talk too in case I'm not available.
Of course. Yeah. I need to set up the account under her number anyway. So on the card. Do you want to do the 249 or the 149?
Let's go ahead and do the 249.
Okay, so let me just get the rest of the digits. I already have the 2982, so what's the rest of the digits?
Okay, so the 2982 is the last set of numbers. So the first three sets are 4427.
Okay.
3225.
Okay.
3150.
Okay. And then 2982.
Right.
And then just so we make sure everything's fresh, it's still 627 and 167 on the back, right?
Correct.
Okay. So are you going to stay on the phone with us? If not, I'll do the voice verification first, and then I'll go back and create the account for Kenya.
Yeah, let's do the voice verification.
Okay. So this says, Kenya, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. I didn't get that. The phone's cracking up.
Affordable Pest Control.
Okay, thank you. I heard that. Please state your name and title with the company.
Kenya Frost, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 14th, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When the term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so Alonzo, what's going to happen is once I process the payment, it's going to send Kenya a text that says, click here to accept your subscription terms. Since the card is in your name, it's going to ask you to do the e-signature on it just because of the billing, but it's the account will be in Kenya's name. I'm just going to have that one thing be in your name just so it matches the payment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Kenya, what is the phone number for your business, please?
313-812-1758.
Okay. And then it's going to have me use this to create the account. So, one moment. Is that her Christmas present from you, Alonzo, that you're setting her up on this?
Oh, yeah. She's my baby. I got to make sure she keeps my brother's legacy going. So,
oh,
absolutely.
That's so great. I love it. I love the legacy part. That's awesome. And then, Kenya, what's your last name?
Frost, F-R-O-S-T.
Okay, and your email address, please.
F as in Frank, C as in cat, F as in Frank, Frost, my last name, 52@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, FCF, is there another F for Frost after that, or is it just R-O-S-T after that?
It's another F for Frost.
Okay. And then 52@gmail, did you say?
Yes, .com.
Okay. gmail.com. Okay. And is your first name K-E-N-Y-A?
Yes, this man is about to have me cry.
Aww. We all need an Alonzo in our life, right? What a nice Christmas. And then, Kenya, what is your business address?
10746 Wharton, Detroit, Michigan, 48224.
Is it Wharton?
Yeah. Warden, I mean.
Oh, Warden. Okay, Warden. I thought it was Wharton. Okay, W-O-R. Usually it autofills for me, and it's not. That's why I'm trying. Wharton, correct?
No, Warden.
D-E-N.
Warden.
Oh, here it is. Warden Street, Detroit, and then 48224.
Yeah.
Okay. We got that. We got that autofilled for you. So good. I'm happy that it went through. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own. You know how that is. So 1 second here. I want to check something. It's saying the package that has the website is $2.99 monthly, but I'm just going to put it in here and override the price for you and do it for $2.49. So just give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make sure that you get the same deal. I think when you first signed up with us, Alonzo, you paid that initially too, and then they went down to the friends and family. So let me just get it overridden.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so here it's going to say $249. And then here it's going to say $249. Just got to adjust it in two places so that when we do the future billing, it'll also show up at that rate. Okay. And then, Alonzo, remind me, because I have the billing information saved now, but tell me again, what is the billing address?
13311 Longview, Detroit, Michigan, 48213.
48213. Okay. I just have to put this in, and then I'm authorized to process the $249 on behalf of Kenya's business, right?
Correct.
Okay, so let me go ahead. I'll make sure that goes through, and then once it does, I'll go back and I'll put your information back in here, Kenya, just for the future billings. And then.
Okay. Ooh, man, about every brand neighborhood.
We got to keep these going, baby.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Okay. All right, so everything's stuck on the billing, and then I'm going to update it and process the payment. And then once that terms and conditions comes, I'm going to also forward it to you, Alonzo, just so that you can do the e-signature on it. So give me a second here.
You got to email it to me?
I'm going to put your phone number in the cell phone field just for a quick minute, and I'm going to trigger it to send it to you, and then I'm going to take your number out of the cell phone field, because if not, you'll start getting correspondence on Kenya's account, and I want her to get the correspondence on it. So let me just...
Okay.
I just put your number. You're going to get a text in a second, too, Kenya. It went out to you initially, but I'm going to resend it just so that he gets it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just – it's probably going to say local / initial invoice. You're going to get that email twice. So once is going to trigger the text for you, and then the second time I send it, it's triggering the text for Alonzo. And then now that those both went out, let me tell you that when my technician calls you later today, they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. That appointment takes approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. So I have a 2 o'clock available, a 4, or a 5? What would work best, you think?
2 o'clock.
Okay, you want to do 2? Yeah, that's the one that's right around the corner. Okay, so let me grab that 2 o'clock appointment. And then, did you get the text from me yet, Alonzo?
Let me check. No,
maybe it's conflicting because of the other account. Did you get the text, Kenya?
Yes.
Okay. Can you just forward it to Alonzo, please?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you forward it to Alonzo, because the main thing is I want him to open the link in there and scroll to the bottom and do the e-signature since the payment's in his name, and then that will grandfather you guys into that $249 pricing and make sure that it never goes up for you in the future, okay? And then once that's done, I'm going to go back to the billing and I'm going to put yours in for future. I'm just trying to nail down this appointment real quick for 2 o'clock because they say to give them a 30-minute window. I'm giving them about a 20-minute window, so I want to make sure that they accept it. So I'm going to put client interview scheduled, and I'm going to put 2 o'clock, and then they'll get the notification to accept that. Okay, good. So that's done. And then so did you get the forwarded text from Kenya, Alonzo?
Not that. Can you send it over?
Yeah, I'm trying to do it now. I'm saying I got a please enter a valid email address. Huh?
Oh. Do you have a way to forward it by via, can you forward it to him via text? Just click on it and try to forward it?
That's what I just tried to do.
Okay, here, Alonzo, let me send it on an email. I'm just going to send it in a clickable link so that you can just click on it. So let me just set this up where it'll open as a link. And then give me your email address one more time, please, Alonzo.
It's Alonzo King, A-L-O-N-Z-O, King, K-I-N-G, 0000, that's 40, at Gmail.
Oh, you know what? I must have emailed you in the past because when I started typing that in, it auto-filled it. So, yeah, I have alonzoking40@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll put TNC link. Okay. So this will come to your email rather than to your phone. And then I'm going to go back in, and while we're doing that, Kenya, how does your name read on the credit card that we're going to use ongoing? Is it just Kenya
King
Frost? Or?
Kenya A. Frost.
Kenya A. Frost. Okay.
Okay, I got the link.
Were you able to open it?
I think so.
If it opens, go all the way to the bottom and just check if your name is in there. It should say Alonzo King. And if it does, you'll just put, I'm authorized on the account. There's a little box that you would check. And then you would type your name in next to the orange arrow and hit confirm signature.
Okay, you said scroll all the way down. Go ahead and check. Okay, got you. Are you there?
I'm here. Once it goes through, Alonzo, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided. Oh, it already went through. I got a notification, so you did good. Okay. So then the last matter of business is to just put Kenya's name in here for the future. And did you come back yet with the card, Kenya?
Yeah, here you go.
Okay, so go ahead.
5346.
Okay.
362.
I'm sorry,
nine,
what?
924.
The second set cracked up.
Oh, 3602.
3602, okay.
9242.
Got it.
6012.
60, what was the last two?
12.
12, 6012. Okay, expiration?
1125.
And then the three digits on the back?
244.
Okay. Now, for this card, give me the billing address, please.
10746 Fortin, Detroit, Michigan, 48234.
Give me the numbers again on Wharton, just so I don't have to go to the other screen.
Oh, 10746.
That was it, 10746. Okay. For some reason, maybe because you're on a three-way, the phone is cracking in and out, so, but I got it now. 10746 Wharton, Detroit, Michigan, 48224, correct?
Yes, 10746.
Okay, got it. So let me store all this, and that way it's in there for future billings. And then when my technician calls you in a little bit, if you have a logo or pictures or examples of services that you would like to put up on the site, just let them know, okay? If not, then we'll use stock photos initially just to get everything up and running. And then you can always modify it and put some more images on it later as they come, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got any pictures of Kamisi in this uniform? If
no.
You don't have none, it's okay. She could use some stock ones.
Yeah, but when you do get pictures of him in the uniform, send it over after the fact. You know what I mean? As they come, we'll make updates for you. That's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, so you guys are all good to go. And the last thing I'm going to tell you, Kenya, is that when my technician calls you around 2 o'clock, that I booked out an entire hour from 2 to 3 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case their prior appointment runs a little bit over, you know, then they'll call you at 2:15. Then don't panic. They're still going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay. Okay, now once you get set up with him, how soon could she expect her phone to start ringing? Could it be as short as 2 weeks or all the way up to 45 days?
It's definitely going to be under 2 weeks to get the Facebook up and running. So she can definitely expect to get some type of activity within the first month, obviously, because the Facebook will be up, the website will be built, she'll be on all of the directories. So that's all going to boost your internet presence, Kenya. And then the Google placement, we say 30 to 45 days, but there's two things that you can do to make it go a little bit quicker, okay? Number one is don't miss the client interview coming up, and I know that you're not going to because that's just in about, you know, 20 minutes or so. But sometimes people schedule it and they miss the appointment and it has to be rescheduled. Things like that will hold up your placement, right? The second thing is you're going to get that five-digit code in the mail from Google. It will be there within 5 to 10 days. So when you get that, make sure to get it back to us right away, okay? Because sometimes people get it and they set it on a shelf or they don't think they need it and then it gets misplaced and then we have to send a new one. Things like that are going to hold up your placement, okay? But if you do those...
Yeah, Kenya, they're going to...
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Kenya. They're going to send you something in the mail, and it's very important that you get that mail, open it, and call Tina back with that code.
Yep.
Okay.
That code is what gets you up and running. That's the missing piece that brings all this together.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
and
critical
if
that you look for that mail...
Mm-hmm. If you're out in the field when it comes and you don't have a chance to call me, you can even reply to one of our emails or one of our texts. As long as you get that number to us, we can submit it to Google on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also, Kenya, if anybody else checks the mail at that location, just let them know it's coming in a postcard size envelope from Google. And because it's so colorful, sometimes it gets mistaken as junk mail, but it's actually very, very important, like Alonzo said, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go. So I'm going to finish notating the account so they're all ready to call you in a little bit, and they will be calling you around too, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Tina. Appreciate
all
it.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for doing that for her. And Alonzo, I'm going to put your name and number on her account as a priority note just so that you're authorized too. So if, you know, she calls, has one day, says, oh, Alonzo, can you call them and have them make an update on this or that? That way I'll have your name on here so they'll know that you're associated with this account too. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tina.
All right. You're very welcome. Have a nice rest of your week too and a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.